Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is, and what a show we have for your Wednesday today.
Oh, bit of cashola on the line. $2,300 now for the time game.
The time game is going off. It's rocking. But we need to talk about, well, web guy Eli, would you say it's the best video we've ever posted?
It was by far the best. Yeah. We've had over 100,000 different accounts reached. And to think we only...
What does that mean?
That's such social media guy talk.
Did you walk out of marketing to say that to us? What does that mean?
So there are people who have viewed it multiple times.
Oh, gross. Sure. Can you tell who's viewed the most?
Tommy Little.
He couldn't even look at it once. It bothered him too much.
For those who don't know, when Carrie gets excited, we worked out you have a habit of grabbing your breasticles.
Yeah, I tap and grab.
Tap and grab, rub, move them around. Eli decided that putting a best of compilation, that was suitable for Instagram.
Just proving the point, because we've had lots of people reach out and say, have you noticed, Carrie, that you do this? And Eli goes, I've noticed. Have a look at the proof.
Yeah, speaking of reach, I mean, it's reached 100,000 extra accounts.
I can see that 800 people have also saved it as a favourited video.
Oh my gosh. How many, because we were worried of whether it was suitable for the internet or maybe it had to go on the dark web.
It didn't need to go on the dark web.
Well, I just asked, did many people think it was unsuitable?
Oh, no, people are a big fan.
So do we need more breast-based videos?
Preferably, yes.
The other thing that's been going off online is Tommy's outfits for the week. You are about to go get dressed into your Wednesday attire.
Okay. Is it not as hot as yesterday's? Because yesterday's, you basically dressed me ready for the Arctic yesterday.
Yeah, no, you're ready for the ski season this
week. Okay, good. Look forward to another sweaty show.
Gary and Tommy.
Welcome, the newest player of Man U.
Tommaso Latale. Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Right here. Okay, off it goes. Am I on?
Describe to the good people of this nation what I've dressed you in today.
It is the three-stripe tracksuit matching, which I happen to be wearing.
Adidas.
I happen to be wearing the Adidas shoes to go with it as well, by chance. So
are
it's black.
Three-quarter length pants,
no,
or you've just
mate,
pulled them
you've
up?
You've just dressed me once again in the warmest attire in the world. And so I've just pulled up the pants.
I like them three-quarter, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you look very much like you're about to go play in the English Premier League.
Yes. Absolutely. It's the tracksuit that I never got to have as a kid.
I know. That's why we got it for you.
It's so nice.
Because I remember you saying this on air.
I told you about those stud-up trackies. My mum always just either made or bought rip-offs. And so with those stud-up pants, I got two stripe ones. And mum was like, no one will notice they're not Adidas. I'm like, mum.
And now you've got your three stripes.
Yes, I was scared to take the tags off because I thought maybe we had to take them.
Is that why you're hanging the tag around your neck?
Well, I thought maybe we had to take them back to the shop. But then
why your mum never bought them when you were younger. Do you know how much they are? Bill's made a point of letting you know it's quite expensive.
Is it? $90.
For the top.
Oh, how much for the pants?
Yeah, I think the whole set was $160. You can pay Bill back. It's all right.
Well, Bill didn't pay that out of it. Bill, did you pay that out of your own money?
Absolutely not.
But the hurtful comments need to stop. I walked in, Sonda, our boss on this show.
I'm just going to take your tag off.
The one that should be holding the standards high. The first thing that she said is that now that you're dressing me, people are finally finding me attractive for the first time.
You look so much better this week with me dressing you. And you know what I think it is?
Okay, well, the hurtful comments didn't stop.
No, it's just the range of things. Two things. Yep. You can wear much more creative things than you think you can wear. So you wear a white or a black T-shirt every single day. And we've shown you this week that you can wear anything you want to wear, man.
I have to commit crime in this, though.
You don't. You could go play soccer. That's a better alternative, I reckon.
I think crime's easier, isn't it? Soccer, you get so exhausted.
Why is it that people joke about committing crime in three stripes?
I think it goes back to you've dressed me like a chav 2 days in a row.
Yes,
now.
Which I didn't even know what a chav was. An English
mate,
bogan. Is that the best way to describe it?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. If I chuck a bum bag around my
chest, please do.
But wear it around my chest.
Yes.
I'm on here. And a little cycling style cap.
Yep. You know those
cycling glasses as well.
Has it made you feel different wearing? Has it broadened your horizons a bit?
It's made me sweatier.
Oh.
Yes. Has it broadened my horizons? Like, would I wear the outfit you gave me yesterday?
Or today, yeah.
I'd wear this because this is sick.
But you wouldn't wear what yesterday, everybody online, people are going off for your outfit.
The
socials.
The lumberjack guy.
You didn't look like a lumberjack.
Mate.
Sonda, you need to stop nodding so ferociously. It's really weird.
Yeah. Sonda had the horn for that outfit.
She loved that outfit.
I know.
Take it home to hubby, mate. It's yours.
Can I?
Yeah.
Are we all just getting new clothes on this show?
Bell's playing.
I feel like this, though, is very versatile. I feel like I could do most things in this. I love a matchy tracksuit. And so I feel like this is maybe my outfit now.
You see more potential in that outfit than the more casual one of yesterday.
Yeah, the lumberjack. No way, mate.
I wonder what people have gotten up to in their triple stripe Adidas. I reckon an Adidas tracksuit has taken people many places.
Yeah. What have you done and where have you been?
In your triple stripe.
Yeah, Jackie.
Yes.
Sorry, but I said hello at the same time there. Jack, what happened?
My mum used to dress my brother and I up in the three-stripe matching track suits after swimming practice. So I had a purple with yellow stripes. My brother had a blue one with orange
okay.
stripes. It was shocking, but I'm sure
How
it was
old
convenient
were you?
As a parent. I was only like probably primary school after swimming practice. But yeah, we wore them for ages.
Jackie, that's awesome. Were they actually three stripes or did you get...
They were actually three stripes because she still has them packed away in a bag at her place.
Oh, sweetie. I feel like that's cute to match your brother when you're like two or three. Yes. I reckon in primary school, perhaps, you don't want to be matching with your brother, Jackie.
Start looking like a family band. Good on you, Jack. That's great. Thank you.
What about Antonella?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
what'd you get up to in your three stripes?
Well, I remember I wore my Adidas blue and white trackie when I was first pregnant with my first child. That's 37 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I wore them. And you know those first 3 months when you feel really horrible?
Yeah.
And now I cannot stand looking, touching that fabric, putting it on, even looking at that stripe.
Well, don't go to our socials and check out Tommy then.
No.
It'll make you vomit.
Yeah, that hasn't had a good effect.
Does that mean, like, you literally couldn't wear Adidas stuff now?
No, just those tracksuits. There's certain fabrics that I wore and stuff when I was pregnant at the start, and I just can't deal with them because I feel sick at the thought of it. Yeah.
Wow. So, do you still have the old tracksuit?
I don't think so. Doubt it.
I'll take my next question.
Were you going to ask for
it? Yes, I was.
So you had a second one to rotate.
Are you a boy small as well, Antonella?
I would be a girl small, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a boy small.
You could squeeze into that.
Yeah, I can squeeze my derriere into that, don't you worry. Thanks, Antonella. G'day, Mark.
Hey, howdy doody, Peebles.
Yeah, how are you, Mark? Are you a boy?
Howdy doody.
Are you a boy?
When was the last time I said howdy doody?
I haven't heard howdy doody.
No. Doody.
Nah, it's good.
It's great.
It's good enough for us. Mark, what do you do in your three stripes?
Mate, I don't understand what the negative is. I'm wearing them at the minute. I wear them when I sleep. I'll even wear them when I go to work, depending on where I'm going and who I'm seeing. But, yeah, I don't know what the negative is.
Good on you, Mark.
What's the problem with the three stripes?
No, nothing, Mark. What I love most is our producers have written it. They always write a little line just so we know who's calling, and it says, Mark, sitting down enjoying his own company.
Yes,
is that what? Yeah. Great. Just enjoying your own company, mate.
Mark, what do you do for work when you said you wear them to work?
I'm a carpenter by trade, yeah.
Okay.
I don't discriminate. Look, if it's a meeting, by all means, I'll be sporting them. Let's be honest.
Yeah, if your carpenter rocked up in.
One size fits all, Tommy.
Yeah, great. Mark, so you're a boy small as well, Mark?
Yeah. That depends on what part of the...
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Just a few comments here
about?
From the gram at Carrie Tommy Show about my new outfit that you've dressed me in today, the matching three-stripe Adidas tracksuit. Someone has said, pants a bit snug, love. That's because Carrie got me the boys small, which do actually fit perfectly. So snug intentionally. And just another one here that I thought it's nice to bring just some realness, you know, when people really just let you know exactly what they're thinking in their comment.
Yeah, have they had a go?
He might like it, but it's not exciting enough.
Oh. I mean, to be fair, coming off yesterday and the day before's, it's
mate,
not
this
that
is more exciting.
Exciting
than yesterday.
Well, not from your pirate outfit on Monday.
No.
Every time I say that and I'm laughing at you wearing it, then I remember I actually wore it the week before, and then it's not
for
so
real.
Funny.
And not even as a dare. Nobody dressed you up.
Okay, you just made me watch a trailer.
Yes.
Yes.
For a movie called Prometheus. Mm. Now, this is red hot content breaking stuff here. Came out in 2012.
I was going to say, I have heard of this movie a lot over the last few years. Did you watch that last night?
I watched it last night.
It's a lot to watch for a Tuesday night.
What do you mean? Do you watch like movies in order of the week?
No, sometimes I just feel like during the weeks you want something a little bit more chilled. It's very like full on.
And then you break out the heckers movies for the weekend.
Yes.
I don't want to break it to you, mate, but on the weekend I don't watch movies. I go out with my friends.
That's right. Chris and I were just texting, we're going to have a movie night with the girls on Saturday night.
Oh, Saturday night. So you can watch anything.
A Disney film. Whoa! Probably Frozen 2 for the 100th time.
So the most scary thing to get asked during a movie is, do you understand it? Followed
like me in, what's that movie I never understood, Jesse?
Oh, mate, you
were standing by my mum.
Oh,
what was that movie?
Inception.
Oh, Inception.
Inception, never understood it.
Yes, yeah. As soon as that spinning top fell at the end, I stared at the screen and I was with my brother and I went, if we both don't talk about it, we can both pretend that we've understood.
So last night you were watching with someone, so you couldn't pretend you didn't understand it.
No, I couldn't. And I kept saying to myself, the first thing I added, because I thought I've got to mention something in the movie, was Michael Fassbender's in it. And I said, apparently he's very well endowed.
That's what you brought to the table for what's happening in the movie.
Billy Grass.
I'm sure they could see that.
And then I looked up the quote of another actor, George Clooney, referred to Michael Fassbender and said he could play golf with his hands behind his back.
Oh.
So then I added that, right?
Okay. Yep.
And then I started questioning which other actors do you think are.
So you had no idea what was happening. How far were you
no
in?
No idea. And the only other thing, so I kept thinking, this will make sense. Like, it'll all come together. So just zip it and it'll all come together. And I didn't even know there's one actor in it who I... she was in it.
Yeah.
But the only other bit of chat I had was, is that Tom Hardy or is that not Tom Hardy? Because there was a guy who looked exactly but not quite
the
enough
NRL
like Tom
player.
Hardy.
NFL player.
No, Tom Hardy.
Too hard. Tom Hardy.
Tom Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady.
Welcome back to Geriatric Radio.
Is Tom Hardy again?
Tom Hardy's the actor. He's in a lot of
Spider-Man.
No, Bane from Batman.
Okay. Batman, yeah. Same.
Eli, was it Tom Hardy?
No.
Good.
But it did look like one of those movies that came out during the same period that like World War Z came, you know, that Brad Pitt movie, which I really liked, by the way. But it's that same kind of thing where the world's going to end and they're out trying to find other life, is it?
Yeah. So they're on this planet, which I didn't know where it was. They're searching for things that I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
And then in the end, an alien appeared. Sorry if you were waiting 9 years to watch that movie. I've ruined the ending. I'm so sorry.
But then they can't get back to Earth or something.
I didn't even know if Earth was really in it.
Yeah, because at one point they say in the trailer, if this happens, then we'll never get home to Earth.
Yeah, I didn't think they were going back to Earth. But I'm not sure.
Carrie's watched the trailer and she knows more about the movie.
Well, I was trying to look at
up the plot. That's what you should have done.
I snuck to the toilet, looked
at the plot.
Prometheus. There's a video on YouTube. Everything explained. Prometheus. Everything explained. Fantastic. I'll just watch that while I'm on the toilet. Oh, it's 20 minutes and 40 seconds long. G'day, Robert.
Yeah, how you going?
Yeah, great. Did you understand Prometheus the first time you watched it?
Yes.
Good.
He's the man for the job.
Yeah. Can you explain it to me in a way that's interesting and fun?
No.
Okay.
But I can explain it to you.
Yeah, great. Give us the
point. To be fair, you didn't say 13, 10, 16. Tell me about the plot of the movie in a fun and interesting way.
Yeah, that's fair. Robert?
Would have been much better solicitor, though.
Robert, over to you. Bore my pants off.
Okay. They're searching for the origins of life.
Okay.
As in the human race.
Yes.
So that's the crust of the whole movie.
But okay, okay, but don't they find things from the future?
They are in the future.
They're in the
compared
future
to us now. Yeah. Oh. So they have travelled via spaceship to a foreign planet, but which clues were left on Earth? So if you actually watched the movie, you would have realised that.
That's the crust of it all, mate. Yeah. How did you not know that?
Okay.
And when they get to that planet, what they find are effectively the first generation of those aliens.
Of aliens. That's what I saw at the end. Yes. Okay.
How many times have you seen it, Robert?
It starts earlier than that. It starts with the Earth.
The what?
Starts with the Earth.
Oh, see, I told you Earth was in it.
Yeah, I know. I thank you, Robert. You've done well. I still don't get it. David, I still don't get it.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes, I've got you, David. I still don't understand.
Yeah, okay. So what the other guy was saying was he was on the right track. At the very, very, very start of the movie, you see the architects come down and they spark life on our planet Earth, but thousands and thousands of years ago. And that's when you see the DNA break down. Yeah, you see the DNA break down in the water, and then human life or just our Earth organic life starts from that. But those guys are different to the aliens. So
okay.
So this movie is set largely before any of the Alien or Alien 2 or Alien 3 movies.
A prequel.
So it's like a prequel to all that. And then they go to so it starts on Earth. They find a star system that points them to a planet. They go to that planet. They find the architects where those guys are. And then they also find a whole bunch of alien, like egg pod things, and that's the alien that you're referring to at the very end. Okay. So the architects
or archaeologists?
No,
they're called
architects. The guys that actually they obviously, if you're going to go on an intergalactic space mission, you send a couple of archaeologists, right? Like it makes total sense. So the architects are actually farming aliens, and that's what got created at the end,
right?
I think I might watch the YouTube video.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Time for mine. Banana for fine. Fee fine for mine. Time game. Carrie and Tommy's time game.
Boop, 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 boop.
$2,300 is on the line. Adam, how does that sound?
Oh, mate, it sounds fantastic. I'll tell you what.
How is your relationship with old Mother Time?
Oh, I reckon it's all right, eh? I'm feeling a little bit confident.
This is great, mate. All you have to do is say stop when exactly 5 seconds is up and $2,300 is yours. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, that felt real good.
Did it, Bickers?
Yes.
Okay. Ads, how'd it feel for you, bro?
Oh, I reckon I missed the start a little bit, but I think I tried to sort of crunch the numbers in my head and hopefully I'm there.
Okay, Jesse.
4.92.
Oh, so close, Adam.
Wasn't far off.
Mate, really good, but you should hold that head high, Adam. That was great. Great start. Danny, that was a ripping start. Does that put the pressure on you? So much she's gone.
Tyson, are you there?
Yep.
All right.
Tyson, what are you going to do with $2,300?
Oh, I don't know, mate.
Okay. Are you more likely to be late for something or early for something?
Hopefully on time.
Good answer. I like it.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh, that was the quickest stop I've ever heard. You just went, stop.
It's almost like he wasn't sure if he wanted it to stop.
Stop. Were you happy with your placement of your stop?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Jesse? Mm.
5.
Ooh.
Point.
Ooh.
9-5.
Oh, Tyson. Christy, come on. Show them how it's done. You ready to play?
I am.
Okay. Jesse, over to you.
Start.
Stop.
Oh.
Right when you were going to say stop?
That's when I did an imaginary drum hit down, Christy. And it was pretty much, I reckon you went about 0.04 seconds after my drum hit. It was there a snare. Go. I know you didn't
well,
ask,
hopefully
but it was
it's
a snare.
An omen.
Okay.
Five.
Ooh.
Points.
Oh.
6-3.
Oh.
We were both rubbish. Sorry, Christy. Good on you. Thank you. Sorry,
it's not going
you
so
weren't
well
rubbish.
Today.
What do you mean? The
I
first one was...
It.
This is 4.92 that we've had.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Good grouping.
Yeah. Okay, good. I must be in a different game.
Are you playing weeks ago?
No, I feel like the callers just aren't sure whether they want to be here.
Paige, do you want to be here?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, okay, great. Paige, what are you going to spend the money on?
Oh, I'm going to pay off just anything that needs paying off.
Yeah, great. What do you do for a job, Paige?
I work 4 jobs.
You've got 4 jobs.
Oh, she'd be good with time then. You'd be great with time, Paige.
That was electric by you and Paige.
Oh, well, I just thought if you're doing 4 jobs, you've got to make sure that you
but
get to the
jobs
on time.
But maybe it means you're bad with time because maybe it means...
Well,
I thought maybe you've got 4 because you know you're going to be late for a few of them, so you've got to have a few backup jobs.
I'm early or just on.
Okay, good, Paige. Good. Best of luck, Paige. We hope you win. Jesse, over to you.
Star.
Now.
It's an interesting one. I liked it. Paige, it felt a little on the late side, maybe. Jesse, I reckon we'd be lucky if there's a 5 in front of that. I think it might be a 6 or a 7.
6.41.
Ooh.
Should we end with Danny? Danny, how are you feeling? How are you feeling today?
Nervous.
Oh, no, don't be, Danny. All you've got to do is say stop when exactly 5 seconds is up. It's easy.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, Jesse, over to you.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh, I think it wasn't bad because what do you think?
I think it was a bit long.
Really?
Yes.
But you are, I've realised, you've become better and better with time. The longer we've been playing this game. Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon if you had one go, you'd get it.
Do you? Mm. Can I have a go after Danny?
Sure.
Because she certainly didn't get it.
Whoa.
Was long, Jess.
6.41.
Oh, sorry, Danny.
Okay.
Okay.
Next caller, what's your name?
Carrie.
Oh, Carrie. That's just like our Carrie. Yep. Hey, Carrie, say hi to Carrie.
Hi.
Which
Carrie
am
I?
I don't know.
That one was a very friendly Carrie, so that wouldn't have been me. That was the caller.
You'd be like, Carrie, don't stuff this up.
No, I tried to chat to the callers. I can't help. They give me nothing.
Mate. Hey, Carrie, are you one with time?
Oh, I'm great.
Okay.
I'm always on time.
Are you ready?
Yeah,
you just got to say stop and exactly 5 seconds up. Jesse, over to you.
Start.
Stop.
Well, I reckon you've gone a bit early there, Carrie. Oh, no way. No way.
4.95. She's very good.
Hey, Carrie, maybe call in again next week. $2,400.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Where do we go now?
Guys, no need to stress. I know you were all stressed about Prince Harry and how he was going to make ends meet.
Oh, I'm so over it.
He's got a job.
Has he?
Like an actual job.
What's he doing? Cleaning out bogs somewhere?
A tech company in Silicon Valley.
A tech company?
He is now a director of a tech company that does employee coaching and mental health services.
You know what they've got? A public speaker. It sounds like they've got.
No, he's actually going to, hey, look, he's not going to be in charge of staff, but they said he's going to sit in all the meetings. He's going to do
a
9-to-5 gig,
role,
mate.
But he's not a boss.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty good start, isn't it? Your first job and you're in top.
What's he on?
Well, it's unclear. The move, it's unclear what kind of salary the prince will make. The move also catapults the Silicon Valley startup that he's joined, estimated to be worth $1.73 billion to global status. So I'm sure he'll be right.
Imagine his first day on the job. Imagine going around and going, hey, can you train the new kid, Harry?
Oh, yeah, I can take him. No worries.
Yeah, just show him. Just keep him out of the way.
I reckon he'd do well. He's going to provide coaching for personal development and increased awareness. He wants to help people have an all-round better life.
Does he? Good on him.
Good on Harry.
Would you work? He's got heaps of cash. Why would you work?
I think the issue is they don't have as much cash as they have now.
Oh, mate. What do you reckon they got paid for that Oprah?
Oh, and the Netflix deal.
Yeah. Mate, they got heaps of cash.
Why is he working?
Great question, because I smell a rat too. Okay.
Hey, this I think you'll be into. Mm-hmm. They've discovered the oldest living shark.
Did they?
Yes. In the Greenland region.
Oh, cool. Ooh, hang on. Let me guess.
Oh, no. They're a group of Greenland sharks in the North Atlantic.
I reckon they're going to be in their hundreds.
Yes.
Mm.
It's a female shark.
It's going to be real old, isn't it? Who's the oldest? It's like, is it crocs or turtles or something that goes so old?
Oh, turtles get really old. Yeah,
turtles go to like 500, do they?
Something like that, yeah.
So let's say 250.
Almost 400 years old, 392. How's that? Do you know they grow at a rate of around 1 centimetre per year?
So is that shark just huge?
Yeah, it's 5 metres in length. How does that work?
Oh, yeah, that checks out.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No.
Well, it should be 4 metres in length.
It's 5 metres in length and it's, yes,
so maybe 392. It's 500.
And they reach their sexual maturity at 150 years old.
Oh, imagine going. Imagine going, I'm 100 and I've still got to wait 50 years.
Haven't hit puberty yet.
Hey, this might be another job Prince Harry can do because two men, if his job doesn't work out, he could go into smuggling.
Oh.
Because two men were caught smuggling £280,000 worth of gold and cash. How do you reckon they smuggled it?
Down the pants. What is that?
Under their wigs.
What?
Yeah, they had gold and cash under their wigs.
And where were they caught? What airport?
At an airport. I don't know.
Chennai Airport in India.
Chennai.
Is it not?
Is it Chennai?
Chennai.
Yeah. Harry.
Is there a Chennai?
Is
there
a Chennai?
Or is it Singapore? There's a Chennai. Chennai. Chennai.
Changi. 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 Anyway, bit of fun.
Hey, one quick more tidbit for you.
Yeah.
They've done some research.
One quick more bit.
And baby talk is what babies prefer. You know how there's been this whole thing for a long time?
How do they say that?
In baby talk.
Do they snap out
about
go,
whether they want adults talking to them with, you know, grown-up speak or whether they want the, oh, you're so cute. Oh, come here, Baba.
What was the accent that went on the start of that? Oh, you're in Chennai.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
And joining us is a very funny comedian and colleague, acquaintance, Dave
Mate.
Thornton is here. Jeez, if you didn't stop that sentence, how low were we going?
I know. Acquaintance.
Acquaintance.
Casual God. Passerby.
And look, it's good to be here with Carrie and Run DMC. Thank you so much.
Do you like what I've dressed him in today?
What is that outfit?
And
is it cheaper if I pay cash?
It's a tracksuit I never got to have when I was a kid.
You know how his mum only ever bought him 2 stripes?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was 2-stripe Thorno too.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Your mum would go, I've just come back from the markets. And you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, that's your mum used to hang out with Tommy's mum because it's the same thing. So we thought as a grown-up, he can now have 3-stripe trackies. Yeah.
Good on you, mate. You've grown up.
Thank you. It's making me sweat legitimately like I have stolen something, which I would do wearing this jacket.
You know, my mum, when I was growing up, she used to make my clothes, but then get labels like Rip Curl or like Adidas.
She did not.
And then
not.
She would sew it onto.
Where would she get the labels from?
Yeah, I was thinking, is she buying the shirts and cutting the labels?
Not shoplifting the whole shirt, just the label there with her
The label bandits back again.
I was going to say, surely, it's been 20 years. Is that an annulment on that crime? Is that fine?
Was she genuinely, could you just buy them? Like labels?
Yeah. No, she would often, I think, pick them up from an op shop or then get them off friends or do stuff like this and then stick it on. Oh, bless her cotton socks.
Oh, was Inica. She a good...
Thrifty.
Yeah, very thrifty.
That's great.
Mama was she Thornton. A good dressmaker? Actually, not that she's making dresses, but... I mean, she might have been. Sorry, wasn't needed.
That is so true, mate. No, she was very good. Seamstress? Is that the name for it?
Mm.
Yeah, she could really make a good outfit. Yeah.
And was there any that you went, I have no doubt that she was good, but like my mum would attempt things like that, I never thought, oh, great, mum's on the tools. Was there any outfit that you got handed from gorgeous Inica that you went, thanks, mum, I really actually love this?
You know what? This is a strange setup. And I used to sit there because I was a graphic designer, right? And so I used to sit there and I used to draw out what I wanted. And then I would sit behind her going, okay, so the yellow panel just has to go here.
Hang so on. Dressmaker was appropriate.
But yeah. Yes. Yeah, like I was sitting there. Just, yeah.
You studied graphic design like in your 20s.
Yeah.
So mum was still making his clothes.
I don't understand why everyone's laughing. I can't understand. Mate, why wouldn't you hold on to your virginity as long as possible?
Mum, can you make me a shirt that's going to get me laid tonight?
Yeah. I told you, arseless chaps, arseless chaps.
Do you then do things for your kids? Yeah. Do you deny them in the same way? Like, as in, are they, will you make your kids wear homemade things because that's what you had happened to you, or are you quite sort of...
Until they know what labels are, I'm not buying them.
No.
Because, you know, I see those parents, that's really cute, you know, they'll put on a little pair of Nikes and stuff like that, and I'm like, nah.
No.
I want my kids looking like hobos until they know otherwise.
Okay, good.
Because we get hand-me-downs, all that kind of stuff from the street, anything, that's Hessian bags, whatever works, mate.
Hand-me-downs from the street?
Yeah, actually, I've realised as that sentence came out, that sounds heaps worse than it is. Our street is a great community, and there's girls that are older, so they hand it down.
Like people that live in the street. Yeah. And I thought you were just giving the homeless money but taking an item of clothing off.
No. And I'm hoping you'll move in so that they get that sweet outfit and they can start their breakdancing career.
Hey, you've got something for us up next. We're going to dive into the archives of your life.
And I
believe that your life, the archives involved Tommy Little. Is that right?
Oh, no. We've had a debate over the name of this segment.
We're not debating it anymore. We've made decisions. You weren't here today, but we've made some decisions. Okay.
In all honesty, I love this man sitting across from me. I've said it before. He's like a brother to me. I love him so much. But, you know, when you love a sibling, Carrie, you take any opportunity to get stuck right in.
Great. Well, then it's appropriate that you've joined us for...
When was that?
When
was
that?
When was that?
When was that?
Oh, that's right. I'm on FM radio. Yes.
Everything needs a jingle.
You don't get this in talkback, do you? We're going to talk about the Gaza Strip. Hit the jingle. Like...
I did do one for... Oh, yes, that was FM radio as well. When they were talking about Crimea a lot in the news, I never heard of Crimea.
That's
what I did. That's exactly what I did. Yeah.
Carrie, you've been institutionalised.
Is it worrying that the first thought was happened? It was all news reporters saying, Crimea.
You imagine you on the projects. While you're going, Crimea, and you're going,
Crimea.
Hey, I brought in this photo because it came up in my memories recently. Can you describe to the audience what's happening there, Carrie?
Oh. What is it? Oh, that's a guy with some terrible sunglasses on.
What is it?
Barfing next to a tree. What are those boardies too? Is that Tommy?
That's Thomas John Little.
That from is when? Right
is this, is it?
Yeah.
Those shades you're wearing would go very well with your trackie you're wearing today, actually.
Oh, my God.
You know, the thick handle on the side. Wraparounds.
For all of our listeners, please drink responsibly. I think Tommy there just had a bit of gastro, must have eaten something bad the night before.
When was that from?
Mate, this was 10-odd years ago, and it just came back.
That was 10 years ago. You look like a different person.
I don't remember. Well, clearly.
No, of course you don't. And I did the great thing any mate does where I'm like, I could help him or I could take photos.
What was the occasion? Where did you come from?
Well, this one particularly, I couldn't quite nail exactly where this was going, but it did bring back a great memory of a good friend of ours, Nick Cody's wedding. Now, Nick Cody, for the listeners, he's on Fox FM on this network, Melbourne Breakfast Show. And I remember going to his wedding. This is 2017. And it was at the Macedon Ranges out in the bush.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful. And his wife, Lucia, looked amazing. But as I turned up, I had my then eldest. She was only 6 months old. And so she was strapped to my chest. So I was dressed up, but I kind of looked like Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover. Tommy turns up. He'd just been at the Anthony Mundine, Danny Green fight the night before.
Oh,
flown
God.
In from Adelaide.
Oh.
He'd turned up in thongs, boardies and a muscle shirt.
What?
And I said, what are you doing here? And he goes, oh, man, it's cool. I got my shirt. And he holds his shirt up. And it's all unironed and it looks horrific. And I said, have you slept? He's like, not really. And I'm like,
did you go to the wedding in thongs?
No, I think I had a change of clothes with me.
Did you? No.
It was on a farm, though.
That doesn't mean you get...
It was so we're there, and Nick reminded me of this recently. This is how he introduced himself to the groom, because Nick was a little bit nervous. We're out in the bush. He had a bit of a nervous bush wee just off to the side. This was a good half an hour before the wedding was going to happen. Tommy comes up behind him, and this is a real jerk effort. Puts his knee into Cody's leg so that he drops while he's wazzing.
My God, just before he's about to. So he could have got it all over his exactly suit.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And not only that, he then gives him the present that he's bought him at the wedding, which is a signed DVD copy of Tommy's stand-up special with some money inside it.
You're all class, mate. You're all class.
So I'm not going to lie. I'm sleep deprived. Dad's there. I'm a bit jealous because he's had a night out, but I'm also a little bit annoyed. I'm like, come on, mate. You could have put in a little bit more effort. And this is all the lead up to the thing that you have told previously on air. And I feel like I'm justified now in saying this because as the wedding's happening and it was beautiful, and I get emotional at weddings. I think they're really great. I'm watching it. He's next to me, and I could see there was tears welling in his eyes, either from lack of sleep.
No, he cries at anything.
I know.
Honestly, he cries at anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
And because I knew he was vulnerable, and again, I love this man, but I took the opportunity. I leant across to him. I go, this is beautiful, isn't it? And he goes, yeah. And he was single at the time. And I go, Sid, you will never have this.
And then was it Cry Me a River?
You can get tickets to Dave Thorneau's Novel Problems show at comedyfestival.com.au.
Thanks, Thorneau.
Thanks, girls.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Guys, it's time for a brand new game.
Okay.
This is a worrying sign when we're out of content when Jesse is bringing us a new game.
No, I know what Jesse's bringing us, and I think you're going to like this.
Okay.
I reckon kids are going to like this as well.
It's a little bit educational.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
Yeah.
So actually, kids don't like things that are educational, do they?
It's just like school, but after school's finished. Have we ripped it off somewhere? No.
I just had this thought, right? So
you did.
You had this thought
was
when you were watching.
Was it your thought? I thought it was producer's
thought. I'm sure somewhere in the world someone has played this game before, but I learnt the other day that a group of ravens is called an unkindness.
I did not know that.
Isn't that amazing? Mm. An unkindness. Mm. I wonder why.
Do you know why, Jess? No.
I don't think they ever get used. You know how when they talk about like a murder of crows and stuff?
Yes.
I don't think they ever get used. I don't think anyone has ever gone, look at that murder.
Yeah. Look at that unkindness.
Funny you say that, right? Mm. Because there is a whole bunch of group names out there.
Let's do it.
That never get used.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you the group name, and what I want you to do is guess the animal that it belongs to.
Have you got an opener for this game?
Absolutely not.
And have you got the sound of the animals?
No.
Okay. Oh, Jess.
First draft.
Then you have to make the sound of the animals once we work
it out.
Okay,
great. Okay. Your first group name is Crash.
Ooh.
A crash of.
So you're not giving us the animals, you're giving us what it is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is much better.
Yeah.
A crash of.
Bandicoots, I reckon.
Bandicoots. Mm. I think it's bird related.
Okay. Are they all birds?
No.
Is it bird related?
It is not bird related.
I didn't know we were allowed to ask questions.
Mm.
An animal with four legs?
It is.
Okay. Is it a cat?
It is not. Okay. No, it's quite large.
It's a crash of rhinos then.
Oh!
Thank you.
Tommy, literally.
And their noise is...
That's actually pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, I patted a rhino. It made that noise.
Did it?
Yeah.
Have you patted a rhino?
Yeah, I patted a rhino behind the ear. They're beautiful.
I don't know if you're not meant to get up.
I patted one and I fed one. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was great.
Was it only one or was there a crash?
No, it was in the wild. Oh. I just found it. I'm joking, obviously.
Or you're joking?
Just the wild bit. Right. Yeah, at Monato.
Yes.
It's amazing, too.
All right, your next one. A business.
Oh, I've heard of something like this. Is this pelicans or flamingos or something?
It is not a bird.
Is it alliteration? Is it a business of bees or beavers?
No,
or?
No alliteration.
Okay. A business. Is it a marsupial?
Yes.
Is it a business of platypus?
No.
Okay. Business of echidnas?
No.
A business of
kangaroos?
Possums.
Kangaroo possums.
Oh, no, you're close, though. I think... Getting closer.
Wombats?
No.
Do you know what a marsupial is?
I'm starting to wonder.
Give it to us, Jess.
It is a business of ferrets.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah, they get a bit busy too.
Ferrets.
Very ferrety.
Should be a feral of ferrets.
And what noise does ferrets make, Jess? Good.
I think.
I think.
Yeah. It's kind of Skippy the Bush Kangaroo a little bit.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Okay, this one is one of my favourites. A band.
Hang on. Are ferrets marsupials? Don't marsupials have pouches?
I didn't thought. Do ferrets have pouches?
I don't think so. Okay. The ferret would be more the rat family, wouldn't it? No.
Yeah, rodent.
Rodent.
Rodent is
not sure. They're not rodents. Okay.
Oh. A band of.
A band of something.
Mm.
It wouldn't mean that they're loud because none of these have made any sense.
Yeah, crash made sense.
Did
rhinos.
It? Oh, rhinos.
Bang.
Bang.
Into thing. I patted a rhino once. Fed another one.
A band of bandicoots.
No. Again, this is quite a large one.
A band of elephants.
No.
A band of giraffes.
No.
A
band of hippos.
No. No. Again, we've gone too large.
A band of horses.
No.
A band of zebras.
No. Lions.
No, that's a pride.
Oh, of course.
Oh. No, it is, I suppose it's part of the monkey family.
Oh, I don't know if we
trust orangutan,
you
a gorilla.
It is an a gorilla. Ape.
Thank you.
A band of gorillas.
Yeah.
Don't steal Jesse's job.
Oh, sorry.
And a gorilla would be a bit deeper than that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, definitely. It would be more.
And we're back to the bird stuff again.
Oh, that's my move, my signature move.
She's excited. Carrie and Tommy. Woo!